Nan Orton's family has always been close. They never had a party without her parents, Jeanne and Jerome Shrimp. When the two went to separate nursing homes a few years ago because of their medical needs, the family brought the party to them. Before COVID-19, all four of the Shrimp's daughters would visit their parents often. After restrictions were put in place, they worked to find ways to stay connected. That was especially hard with Orton's mother, Jeanne, because of her dementia.
We actually stood out in kind of like a carport at Mom's transitional care. We would be on the other side of this window and Mom would be inside in her wheelchair. We'd be trying to talk through glass. They didn't really have anything in place. I don't think they had time. Nobody could see it coming.
Throughout the pandemic, the family was able to have a few limited visits with Jerome and Jeanne. In December of 2020, Jeanne died. For Orton, the hardest part about her parents' death was not being able to be with her mother in the end. Just hours after the family learned about her declining state, she was gone.
She was alone, and I just think, oh, Mom, I wish she would have had the break that maybe Dad had, because we were all there. We were holding his hand. We got to tell him we loved him. As soon as I walked in, I rushed over to him and I said, Dad, you were a good dad. I wish I could have said that kind of thing to Mom.
After Jeanne's death, the family stayed connected with Jerome over the phone and by dropping off care packages. In September of last year, Jerome's health began to decline. Soon after, he was moved to a room in his nursing home for end-of-life care. Although they were required to wear full personal protective equipment, family members, along with a few friends, were able to visit him. Grandchildren too far to drive said goodbye over video calls and played some of Jerome's favorite music from the Grand Ole Opry, songs from Willie Nelson and Charlie Pride, whom he had met years before.
Angie, my daughter-in-law, said, Nan, can we play Grandpa Shrimp a few songs? Every time my dad would be around my musician kids, they would play him on their fiddle or their guitars or whatever. Angie had a keyboard. Grand Ole Opry songs. Yeah. So here they are, you know, sending Grandpa out, if you will, by playing him tunes. And I just thought, we're so lucky, first of all, that we have the media to do this. Because even though they didn't get to sit with him and hold his hand, they got to sing him out.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Towards the end, all he did was sleep. But I think, because they say hearing is the last to go, I think he probably heard Marky and Angie playing On the Road Again.
Though she wishes she could have seen her parents more in person, Orton says it helped to know she and her sisters had done everything they could for their parents before they died.
What really helped is how much attention we gave them when they started to falter. Especially the three of us that lived here in town did everything for them. It's hard to keep all the balls in the air, and we did.
I'm Rachel Sun.
My love is making music with my friends.